Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Understanding ETL Processes. This lesson is part of Module 3, Core Skills, Tools and Techniques for BI in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of extract, transform, load, ETL, processes, the importance of ETL in preparing data for business intelligence, BI, and an overview of various ETL tools and methodologies. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain the ETL process and its significance in data preparation for BI analysis. Main content basics of extract, transform, load, ETL, processes. The ETL process consists of three key components: extract, transform, and load. Understanding these components is essential for effectively managing data for BI applications. Extract. The extraction phase involves gathering data from various sources, such as databases, spreadsheets, or APIs. The goal here is to collect the necessary data that will later be transformed and loaded into a BI system. For instance, a retail company might extract sales data from its point-of-sale system alongside customer information from its CRM system. Transform. Once data is extracted, it undergoes transformation to ensure it is in the right format and quality for analysis. This might include cleaning the data, removing duplicates, correcting errors, aggregating it, summarizing data points, and converting it into a suitable structure. For example, if the sales data includes different formats for dates, the transformation process will standardize them to a uniform format, making it easier to analyze trends over time. Load. The final step is loading the transformed data into a target system, typically a data warehouse or a BI tool. This data is now ready for reporting and analysis. For example, the retail company might load the cleansed sales and customer data into a data warehouse, enabling easy access for BI reporting tools. The loading process can occur in batches or in real time, depending on the organization's needs. Importance of ETL in preparing data for BI. Understanding the significance of ETL in the context of BI is crucial. Data is often stored in disparate systems, making it challenging to access and analyze comprehensively. The ETL process addresses this challenge by ensuring data quality. By transforming data, ETL ensures that only high-quality information is loaded into BI systems. This is vital as poor data quality can lead to incorrect insights and decisions. For example, if a company uses inconsistent naming conventions for products, the analysis could misrepresent sales performance. Integrating data from multiple sources, ETL allows organizations to combine data from various sources into a single view. For instance, a company might want to analyze customer behavior by integrating data from sales, marketing, and customer service. This holistic view can reveal insights that would be missed if data were analyzed in silos. Facilitating faster reporting. With well-prepared data, BI tools can generate reports and visualizations more quickly. This agility enables decision-makers to respond to market changes promptly, such as launching a new marketing campaign based on real-time customer insights. Overview of ETL tools and methodologies. There are numerous tools and methodologies available for implementing ETL processes. Familiarizing yourself with these can enhance your ability to work with data effectively. ETL tools. Some popular ETL tools include Talend, Apache NiFi, and Microsoft SQL Server Integration Services, SSES. These tools offer user-friendly interfaces that allow you to design ETL processes without extensive coding. They typically include features for data connectivity, transformation capabilities, and scheduling tasks to automate the ETL process. Cloud-based ETL services. As businesses increasingly move to the cloud, many cloud-based ETL services like AWS Glue and Google Cloud Dataflow are gaining traction. These services simplify the ETL process by providing scalable and flexible solutions that integrate well with other cloud services. They allow users to handle large volumes of data without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. Best practices. When implementing ETL processes, consider best practices such as documenting your ETL workflows, regularly monitoring for data quality, and maintaining a flexible architecture that can adapt to changing business needs. Additionally, involving stakeholders in the design process can ensure that the ETL workflows meet business requirements effectively. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the ETL process, including its components of extraction, transformation, and loading, and discussed its importance in preparing data for business intelligence. We also reviewed various ETL tools and methodologies available today. By understanding these concepts, you're now better equipped to handle data preparation for BI analysis effectively. Reflection questions: how can the ETL process improve the quality of data within your organization? What challenges might arise when integrating data from multiple sources, and how can ETL address these? Which ETL tools or methodologies do you think would best suit your company's data needs, and why?